Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And how exciting it is to see that we can pull down strongholds by distance, that we do not need to be in front of somebody praying, but that we can pray into the spirit world and pull these strongholds down, whether it's across town or across the world, clear overseas even, wherever. We have the power in the name of Jesus to deal into the satanic realm and to minister and, yes, finally, to set the captives free. Exciting testimony today. I'd like to welcome Phyllis to the program. Phyllis, good to have you.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate it.
Phyllis thought it best maybe we not use her last name, so that's fine. We're interested in the testimony on what Jesus has done in her life. Well, Phyllis, give us a little background on you. When did you first come to the Lord?
It's been about 5 years ago.
Okay, and as you might kind of share with the listeners from that point forward, what were some of the things that were going on in your life that, needed some additional ministry?
My husband and I guess all our married life have been so very, very deeply in love that the problems that worked into is something that I never would have really dreamed would have happened. At that time in my life, I was in a process of growing more and more towards the Lord and wanted my husband to do this also. And he was not as receptive as I was. And it was after a couple of 3 years, it was starting to get very frustrating to me because I knew that a married couple together, you know, God would bless even that much more. And they could work, you know, in power through Jesus a lot better for themselves, their family, and their businesses. And so the employee that I had at the time was also growing quite rapidly and loving Jesus very much. And we would share together about our experiences and how we felt and what we were learning. And we were talking about, you know, some of our strengths, some of our weaknesses, and I had verbalized that other men, you know, was just not a problem in my life, and that was a very, you know, something that I was very strong in.
You really had a strong marriage.
Oh, we did. It was incredible. And, you know, I was always behind everything my husband wanted to do, and encouraging him, and I just was very devoted to him. And but, you know, as time kept going on, and I was seeing more that I wanted him to see, and he wasn't, and at times that a friend of ours was having Bible studies in her home, and I wanted to go, he would start an argument, and I would wind up missing the whole thing, and I couldn't understand, you know, if why he would object to something like that, and I would invite him to go, and he didn't want to go.
When did you finally first notice that you were really drifting apart in a major way?
Well, after probably about 2.5 years after I gave my life totally to God, and I found that we were not together anymore in our growth, and I just kind of gave up. I just kind of got so frustrated because I wanted him to be with me, and he wasn't. And it started really depressing me and getting very, very frustrated to the fact that after I had verbalized, you know, that men were not a problem in my life, then almost the very next day, then I started being pursued and was pursued, you know, for about a period of 3 months. And then I finally, you know, during that time, we were arguing more and more, and I just kind of gave up and said, oh, well, you know, I don't care anymore. So
kind of threw in the towel.
Yeah, I did. And the thing about it is, for someone I felt like myself, who loved God as much as I did, would get involved with someone that was in organized crime. And that kind of blew my mind away. Didn't know this in the beginning, but as I spent more time with the person, I, you know, started discovering that they were into a lot of things that I really wanted no part of. that the Lord definitely works in wondrous ways. And during this period of time, I tried to get away from him and met another man and moved in with him. And I was probably gone about 6 weeks. And during this time, my family and friends were begging me to come back home, but I was quite happy where I was and very content. It was very peaceful, and I didn't have to deal with it anymore. And I did not want to go home. And my husband, matter of fact, I had even filed for divorce, and he was served the papers. And see, that is something that I don't have never even believed in. I never have believed in divorce. And
it's all kinds of strange things happening at this point.
Definitely. It's just kind of a whole different change. And during that time, he had met one of our friends had said, you know, please come with me. I want you to meet someone, which was you, Everett. And so he did. And he went up to your office, and you all had a prayer for me to come back home. And during that time, I got up from where I was and started packing my things. And the man that I was staying with said, where are you going? And I said, I don't know. I'm going home. And he says, why? And I said, I don't know. I'm just going home. And I packed all my things and went home.
That night, I might quickly fill in, we did bind spirits at the request of your husband and a mutual friend. And we just took authority and bound demonic spirits that were operating perhaps in you. And all of a sudden, you just suddenly wanted to come home.
And it was just an overwhelming, you know, feeling that I had to go home. I did not know why, but I went home.
Shows again how we can pray at distance and do these things and bind them. Not cast them out, but bind them in this case.
And when I did go home, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't all wonderful or anything like that. We argued. We continued to argue. I even said many times, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why I came back. And then we would try to communicate, and we just couldn't. And one day, one evening, we were just at each other constantly, so bad. And our friend again had prayed with you, Everett, and came to me. Well, as we were arguing, all of a sudden a peace just came, you know, out of the clear blue, just came over both of us. And we sat there very calmly for the first time in months and were able to look at each other and really talk and be considerate of each other's feelings. And our friend came in to me the next day and said, Did anything happen? And he says, we prayed for you. And I said, yes, it did. I said, we were fighting, and then we quit. He says, we prayed for that. And I said, well, this is incredible. So finally, the next step was to go meet Everett. And that I agreed to, and I was so impressed with the love and the non-judgmental people. They were just all so wonderful and loving. And I did learn that it takes more than one time. You cannot, you know, it just doesn't happen overnight. It is a regrowing.
Well, you had your initial deliverance then, and one of the team leaders, Dorothy Anderson, ministered to you, and then you were much better then.
Oh, yeah, and then the next time that I went, something different happened, and I found myself getting stronger each time that I went. I went several times.
You even had some manifestations, at the second deliverance or so? And what'd that feel like?
Actually, it felt like I was going to have a stroke, and it was all on the left side of my face, and it was something I couldn't control, and I really thought, you know, I was having a stroke.
Sometimes the spirits will do that as they're coming out, but they did finally come out, and then you felt better, right?
And then I started learning for myself that I could start binding spirits myself, and as time went on, and we started doing this in our own home.
How's your marriage now, Phyllis?
Incredible. Our marriage, our business, we've never been happier. We are stronger today than we ever have been. Praise God.
Phyllis, would you say that Jesus is still setting the captives free?
Definitely. Thank you, Everett.
Thank you, Phyllis, for sharing that beautiful testimony. I know that will encourage others to seek Him and the freedom that's in our Lord. I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.
Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free.
Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.
Well, here we are with the Word again. And you know, as the Word tells us, like in John 10:10, that the thief, or Satan, comes to kill and destroy and steal. And certainly we see that happening in many areas of our lives, but we've not always recognized that it's the other side at work, that Satan and his demons may, in fact, be trying to kill, destroy, and steal with us. And so many times we thought it was flesh and blood, of course, not thinking spiritually at all. Well, what great news it is to finally determine who the real enemy is, and that we, through the Word, can do something about it. Well, here on the program today is to share a testimony on right along these lines on how he learned and applied the Word, and praise God, something happened. I'd like to welcome Gary Sarah to the program. Gary, good to have you.
It's good to be here, Everett.
Gary, let me get a little background on you. When was it you were born again?
In 1981.
All right. How about the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
It happened the same day, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's great. That's the way it ought to be. Amen. Well, Gary, okay, here you are, born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and how is your life going? And what was it, in fact, that finally prompted you to get in and to seek this part of the gospel called deliverance?
Well, Everett, as I testified a year or so ago, my wife and I had a spirit of poverty on us, and we got delivered back in about 1985 of that. And here recently, about 8 or 9 months ago, I noticed there were some things going on in my life that wasn't very pleasing. My conduct wasn't pleasing, and I was just kind of having a hard time at home with my wife. And one thing was leading to another, and I could tell that the house and the household was kind of disrupted from time to time. And my wife suggested counseling, but you know, I didn't know that a counselor, I wasn't quite convinced that a counselor could help me, because I knew what the counselor was going to say. So I, when things finally reached a fever pitch or a place to where I knew something had to change, I sought out Deliverance Ministries.
What made you think it might be a spiritual situation, Gary?
Well, just experience in the Word, and knowing that the Word says that the Lord's ministry was full and round, and it didn't have flat spots in it. He didn't just practice healing and raising from the dead and ministry. He also practiced delivering from the enemy.
That's right. He certainly did a lot of that as we read the Gospels, and of course he said that we believers are to do the same works that he did. So here we are. Well, how exciting it is that you learn to be suspicious about the enemy, even with that spirit of poverty that you came across some time back, and you saw a change in your life after a ministry?
Oh, yes. We got delivered from that spirit of poverty, and like again, it was just experience that led me back to Deliverance Ministries, and of course it worked. It healed our marriage, and of course, you know, we weren't busting up, but it just wasn't pleasant. It wasn't the marriage that the Lord intended for it to be.
Well, tell us more about that and how you came to be suspicious, if you'd be comfortable in sharing certain types of spirits that you got hold of, and what do you remember happened when you came in?
Well, when I came in for Deliverance Ministries, there was a group of Christians here that I'm thankful for, and it was pretty thorough, and they covered all the bases in special areas that somebody might be hampered in. And the special areas that I was having a hard time in was I just wasn't at peace in my own home, and I was disrupting my own home. And once again, as the gentleman that worked with me and covered all the bases, some certain things would just stand out, and naturally we prayed for those.
When you were ministered to, could you tell something was coming out, or what was it like in your situation?
Well, bells and whistles weren't going off, Everett, but I could feel peace, and at the end of the deliverance, I just had a peace about me, knowing that I could that I was free from that oppression. You know, the enemy, he doesn't get inside you. He just picks at you from the outside. Because I don't believe that Satan can live in you anymore when you're born again. I believe he can torment you if you let him.
Many people get kind of hung up on this thing about being possessed, and we don't feel that we can be possessed at all as Christians. Certainly our spirits are totally secure, and yet we do find a good number of people experience, and it varies with everyone, but about two-thirds of the people will actually feel something moving around and finally coming out, but it's not in their spirit, it's just in the fleshy areas, tormenting and harassing, like you share here. Actually, those are kind of neat, because when a person feels it go, you know you got one. But you fell in the, there's a percentage of people that don't seem to feel anything when they're ministered to, and yet later their testimonies come back that they were set free from the things that we addressed. So it's pretty obvious that we did get them.
That's right. And the Lord works in every person's life in a unique way. Just like we're unique individuals, He ministers to us in a unique way. And I was back in the Word, and I was reading the Word after deliverance. Of course, I was at peace again, and my household was at peace. And I knew that I was being tormented as the head of the household. I knew that the peace that and the disharmony in the household was coming from the enemy through me. And one morning I was reading the Word again, and the Lord really ministered to me through the righteous man shall live by faith. And it just really flooded my inner being with the fact that not only will we live in eternity by faith, but we're to live every day by faith, not in faith in our spouse, in our job, or any other part of this physical arena, that we're to live every day by faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone.
Well, you saw a change in your marriage right away after you were ministered to, Gary.
Yes, I did. I sure did. And once again, I believe that the man is the covering of the household, and the strong man can't come in and disrupt the home. He has to come through the man of the household. And I asked Tammy to go to Deliverance Ministries a week or so after, and she went, but. She didn't need it as bad as I did. But our house is at peace, and I'm in a lot more peace than I've ever been before. Amen to that.
Peace is so wonderful.
It certainly is. Now, that doesn't mean that I still don't have my times like every person has to go through. I have good days and bad days.
You mean you still have tribulations?
I certainly do. I certainly do.
I guess there's no way out for those tribulations with all of us, as the Word tells us. But praise God, through Him, we are overcomers.
Amen to that. And it's great. It sure is.
Well, what would you say to people out there, Gary, that might be having some problems in their marriages, things going on? Do you think it's good counsel to seek some ministry in the deliverance area first before seeking other areas?
Well, I couldn't say which one to go first on, Everett, but I could say that without a doubt that if you're born again and you're having problems in your life, wise counsel is always good. And again, I want to reiterate the fact that Jesus' ministry was a full ministry, and His ministry involved delivering of evil spirits. And I believe that a lot of people may overlook that from time to time, or maybe just because we don't see the enemy doesn't mean that He's not there. You know, we don't see the Lord, but we know He's there. And that old enemy, we don't see him, but we can sure see his works, and we know when he's active. And I believe that the more you stay in the Word, and the more sensitive you'll become to what ministry you may need. And the Lord, we can't be lone rangers. When you're lone rangers out there trying to ride around, somebody's going to shoot you. And it's usually the enemy. And he will get you. Yeah, I mean, he can't take your body or overtake you, but he can sure make your life miserable.
Well, that's excellent, Gary. And certainly I feel we all need everything, you know, and we start with getting born again, and we go from there. And we all need counseling. I mean, let's face it, we live in we have very involved lives, and we're products from our past in so many ways. There's lots to deal with, but praise God, through Him and the power that's in Him, and we can be free. And many times, due to various doors that were open, sometimes they're generational doors, we find that people are bothered by these evil spirits. But praise God, we got an answer for that. In His name, we can cast them out. Well, Gary, Sarah, thank you, brother, for sharing on how Jesus set your marriage free.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Well, here we are with more of the good news. And as Jesus said in the last chapter of Mark, Mark 16:17, believers in the name of Jesus shall cast out demons. Now, that sounds pretty heavy in this modern space age, and yet we're finding the word is just as true as it ever was, and the spirit world has not changed one bit. So consequently, you and I as believers, yes, we find that as we apply this power, that people are set free from all kinds of things that have been bothering them. Things that they thought was their personalities and was the flesh. But yes, just as Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And what good news that is because now when we figure out what the problem really is, we have the answer in Jesus' name. Well, here on the program today is a good brother from Enid, Oklahoma. I'd like to welcome J.R. Ewells. Good to have you, J.R.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be able to come in and share with you with what's happened in my life since I have been delivered.
Hallelujah. Well, let me get some spiritual history on you, J.R. What is your spiritual background? When were you born again?
Actually, I was born again about three years ago, maybe four now is when I really got born again.
Okay, and then how about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? When did that come about?
3 years ago. Up until that point there, I was raised where we just didn't hear anything about that. We didn't even understand what baptism of the Holy Spirit was, and speaking in tongues was not something that we were raised around. I kind of paid no attention to it. But since the time that I really become born again and started understanding what prayer language is all about, that I can actually talk to God with my heart and not through my mind and foul things up, it has changed my entire life. It's changed my family's life. It's changed my marriage is where really the blessings has come in.
And I can ditto that too, J.R., because that's exactly what I experienced now. It was 14 years ago, and my life hadn't been the same since. Praise God it hadn't been. That power came upon me that I never had before. That's what everyone experiences. Many things. The Holy Spirit comes with a whole package. Well, J.R., as you then grew in the gospel, you finally heard about this part even called deliverance. Tell us about that.
Well, at one point in time in my life, I had actually walked out on my marriage. I walked out on my family because there was a void. And I was filling these voids with things like airplanes and cars and boats and stuff like that I felt like you had to have, and they just wasn't filling what I needed. So when I walked out on my family and ended up being invited to a church to listen to a pastor because I had done some business with him before, I promised him I'd come listen to him. Well, sure enough, when I went in there, the power of the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I didn't even know what it was. I had never felt anything or experienced anything like it before, and so when I finally went down to the front and asked Jesus to really come into my heart at that time, you know, we've all probably asked him in there once or twice in our life. It didn't mean anything. But whenever I got him in there and then was baptized in the Holy Spirit, a friend of mine was trying to help me get my marriage back together, and he was ministering with me. We'd spend as high as 6 hours to 8 hours behind locked doors, and I mean, it was just grinding the scriptures and what have you, and Satan was still in there telling me that whatever he's trying to tell you is still not true. It doesn't mean anything, you know, that your marriage is no big deal. You know, you can have another one, because see, I've had three, but I did not want to go through another one. I didn't know what I wanted. So he suggested that I go through deliverance, and at that time I was looking at him like, deliverance, now what is this? So he started explaining to me that even though we can be spirit-filled, if we have spirits within us that we need to get rid of, we need to do that. And, you know, it says that we are all to do this. But he and I were so close as friends that I wasn't putting a lot of trust or faith in him. I didn't think he could help me. Of course, I was putting my faith in the wrong place, because we sometimes read the scriptures, but we read them in our fleshly mind. But when he was ministering with me, he suggested that I go through delivery ministry. And in the process, I didn't know where to go or what to do. So he suggested that he knew a friend that was in Oklahoma City, which is you, Everett, that he wanted to see if I would come down and visit with. So he called. And by coming down, I found out that I had some stuff working inside of me that just didn't click with my marriage life. It didn't click with my life, period. So after we were told what it was all about, then I started to receive, and actually on the gifts that God gives us. Let me ask you this, J.R., when you were ministered to, what did it feel like? Did you feel anything going on, or could you tell that anything was coming out, or what was happening? Well, you know, what I really felt was, it's kind of like the Lord gave me an illustration right here now, is when you're rearranging your garage, you take things and you move it from one place to the other, and you don't want to throw it away, so you put it on the back of the shelf and you kind of hide it. That's what was going on the inside of me. The things that I thought I wanted to get rid of, but yet, well, I might need that later on. I was putting them in the back, and I could feel this stuff moving around on the inside like I was just moving stuff from one shelf to the other. And I actually could feel things inside. I could feel them moving. And at this point in time, then I started really understanding what deliverance ministry was fixing to do for me, that I was going to throw away a lot of stuff and get set free. But the things that I didn't want to get set free was, is I didn't want to give up my friends and my running around and my partying and everything like that. But I had a choice to either get rid of them or lose my marriage. And so I just opened up to the Spirit. The Spirit started showing me what was wrong on the inside. And at that time, you and I was talking. I got set free. And from that time forward, I've learned how to continuously set myself free. See, you can set yourself free. You can deliver yourself if you'll just pay attention to the Scriptures. And I learned that, and I received it. And ever since then, I've been able to set myself free and with my wife.
And it's an ongoing process, certainly. That's what we all see. It, even though it can seem kind of like a quick fix initially, it really is an ongoing process. Well, as I recall, too, when we ministered, there were some demonic soul ties that we got hold of that needed to be broken, and some associated control spirits, and that seemed to help quite a bit.
When I got rid of the soul ties, what had happened was, is in my past, my granddad and my dad and my great granddad, every one of them had soul ties of lust and what's the word I'm wanting to use? They trifled on their wives. You know, it was like a wife was a possession. And I was raised with that, and that's the way all of us was raised, that women were a possession. We could get them a dime a dozen. But when I broke those soul ties, and from that time that we cast those things out and I continuously come against them, in November I'd be married 11 years. But for the last 3 years, I've just now started finding out that I've got a wife. And I realize that God gave me the best gift in the world, and she and I have learned how to pray together. I mean, we literally hold hands and pray together every morning. And that's very important, because not only will that make your marriage better, your relationship with her is better. You're actually courting her all over again every morning. And when you start courting her and finding out where you're headed in life and what God gave you, you know, right now it's the best thing I've got going for me is Jesus and my wife, because that's the solid rock.
Well, your marriage sounds beautifully solid and probably better than ever now. Is that a fair statement?
My marriage is better than it's ever been. On top of that, I have a son that's getting ready to get married. And by having myself set free and delivered, my wife and I on a new foundation, loving each other the way we're supposed to, we're able to minister to my son and his future wife on who you are and why you're there, and that we're there together.
J.R., in the remaining minute that we have, you've now moved onward in terms of ministering to even those around you. You're doing deliverance now.
Yeah, in Enid, Oklahoma right now, we're set to where we're putting a team together that we can do deliverance ministry there, because, you know, the Lord says that we cast out those, and it's not any one person. It's that He gives us the ability, so you just have to do it.
Amen. How exciting it is, too, to see the results. I think that all of us that are in and doing deliverance, we're on highs after ministering and seeing the Holy Spirit move through us, touching these people and seeing them set free. There's no greater fulfillment. I mean, it's other than someone being born again, per se. But all of the gospel is exciting and adventurous, and this certainly is no exception. Well, J.R. Ulls from Enid, Oklahoma, thank you, brother, for sharing and telling us about how you were set free and now having freely received, you're freely giving and ministering to others out there. God bless you, and thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, Jesus is a deliverer, and Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Well, more good news in this part of the gospel called deliverance. Really, all the gospel is good news, and this is no exception. And it's so practical today, even for this given space age that we find ourselves in. Some people think things like demons, demonic activity somehow has all passed away and disappeared in this modern space age. But we're finding the gospel is just as practical today as it was 2,000 years ago when Jesus spoke it. Well, here on the program today is another exciting testimony, and I'd like to welcome Terry Sapp. Good to have you, Terry.
Thank you, Evan.
Terry, let me get a little history on you. When was it you were born again?
That actually happened when I was 10 years old, which is about 20 years ago, but it's taken a while for me to learn about this part of the gospel, and I'm excited because I am seeing the changes in my life since I learned about the area of deliverance.
Praise God. Well, we're all growing, we're all learning, and yes, we've all come from somewhere. I was born again when I was 13, and I was in the same boat, Terry. I didn't know about this part of the gospel and the practicality of it, and how we're to be doing things in the name of Jesus, and then, of course, we see these results. Well, let's get a little history here. You were born again way back, and how was it that you got introduced to this part of the gospel called deliverance?
My wife and I had met some people and had heard about this, but we just didn't know how practical it was or how real it was. And then we had the opportunity to set in on a meeting with Deliverance Ministries, and we prayed with the counselors and received deliverance at that time. And Martha and I were having some troubles with our marriage, and I in particular was having difficulties in the area of anger, and that was, of course, being brought forth on my wife quite often. And since the time of deliverance, this has not been a problem any longer. As a matter of fact, just recently my wife said that I was the sweetest that she's ever known me to be, and that's exciting, and I praise God for that change, because we recently renewed our wedding vows, as you know, and that was an exciting event for us. We've been together 12 years, and so it is a big improvement. And our home life is exciting, and we just praise God for the changes that have happened.
Well, that is neat. What good news that is, Terry. Well, you know, we're all, again, coming from some place. We've all had things going on in our lives, but we just never knew to be suspicious, really, that some of these negative things going on might even be demon spirits. I mean, you know, we've kind of grown up hearing this thing that Christians can't be possessed, and of course we all agree with that, we can't be possessed, but as we've seen too, we certainly can be tormented, just as Paul was in 2 Corinthians 12, tormentor, son of Satan. Well, you were tormented with anger, and certainly your wife was, with the spirit of anger operating through you. Well, when you were ministered to, we of course went through the teaching, and you developed some suspect spirits, and again, you'll know these things, but kind of be suspicious about them anyway by what they're tending to do. Like anger was not a hard one for you to figure out.
That's right. And another area that we had a suspicion that we had some problems with was in the area of our jobs and finances. And I praise God, since the time of deliverance, I have received a new job that pays much better than the old one. And I praise God, the person that I'm working for now is a Christian evangelist. I didn't know him before, just called on an ad in the newspaper, and I don't believe that to be a coincidence. But again, we see the outcome of the spiritual battle, as you have shared with us, and as the Word tells us, that we do wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers of darkness. And when we came against those, things are being set free in our lives, and it is exciting to see.
It really is exciting, Terry. Well, what did it feel like when you were ministered to? So you had a list of suspects. How many suspects did you have down on the paper?
I think we must have had about 10 or 12, to be honest.
Okay. And finally, one of the ministers, as we minister one night a week here on Monday nights, and by appointment we schedule up to 10. And so after the teaching, I got you with one of the ministers, and they ministered to you. What did it feel like? Did you feel anything as they start coming against these spirits?
On one or two of the greater ones, like anger, there seemed to be a relief coming out of the top of my head, is the best way I know to describe it. It really isn't anything ooey-ooey that happened. We just prayed, and as the minister did come against the spirits, it seemed that occasionally there would be, like I say, a release from the top of my head, almost like a tingling sensation of sorts, but more than anything, you just felt like a load was relieved from you as these things were called out and cast out.
Praise God. And yours is pretty typical. Actually, about two-thirds of the people we minister to, they experience something like what you described. They often will feel something moving around. Now, some of them feel it big time. Some just feel it a little bit, kind of like yourself. But some, it really hurts them, and then they'll feel something moving around. And odd as that is, I mean, we're all kind of amazed at this. But finally, they'll feel it go as well, and you know you got it. You know, so about two-thirds of them will fall into this bracket. And then only about one out of ten will actually manifest first degree, where the demons actually talk through the individual. But that happens, you know, about 10% of the time. And then there's a smaller percentage that don't seem to feel anything, you know, and yet later we find they're just as free as we had come against these suspect spirits, knowing that the Word will perform itself as we speak it in the name of Jesus. Isn't that exciting? This is available to all believers. Jesus said, believers in His name shall cast out demons, Mark 16:17. And so as we start doing what He told us to do, you know, 2,000 years ago, praise God, yes, the Word works as we speak it. Well, do you remember any of the other types of spirits, Terry, that came out and then you saw results later?
I know one was fear, and that had to do with fear of failure in the workplace. That's gone. That's not there anymore, and we know the Word tells us to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and fear is not a part of that, and there's just been a wonderful inner peace, is the best way I know to describe it, that we've received from getting rid of that. And that was a generational curse, I think, because my father operates the same way, and he says that his father did as well. Just that fear of failure, and it drove us to be workaholics, quite honest, and bury ourselves in our work, and that is not a problem anymore. There's a balance in our life that we've not had in the past.
And now you're even enjoying the ride, aren't you?
That's right. We are. We are.
Well, your wife, since she's been through deliverance, what kind of changes have you seen with her?
We have seen physical changes. First of all, there has been just a great peace that's come over her. She looks better, more beautiful today than she ever has, and she's always been beautiful, but you can just see the difference in appearance with her, quite frankly. It's incredible to see that change. She had some problems physically with hypoglycemia. Those problems are not there anymore.
You know, Jesus cast spirits out in Luke 13:11. He cast a spirit of infirmity out. Well, again, it's no different today. We just have overlooked the reality of what we have before us in the Word. But we've got to apply it. We've got to figure out who the enemy is. You know, we tended to think it's flesh and blood, and generally that we just go along thinking that. But as we zero in on these things, coming against them in the name of Jesus, being suspicious that they may very well be demons, praise God, then we see results as we apply the Word. Well, yes, I see her. We happen to work in the same building, and I see your wife, Martha, and she looks great. I saw her on the elevator today, and she's looking great. Well, Jesus is giving your whole family the overhaul then. Amen?
Amen. That is correct. And as you said, the Fun thing also is remembering as we walk every day in every situation we encounter that there may be something suspicious going on there. So it's fun learning to apply these principles and just taking charge and fighting that spiritual warfare. And you can't help but win.
Amen. And these things actually do blow their cover by what they're trying to do. It's really fun to turn the tables on the other side and recognize them and then shoot them in the name of Jesus. I like to hunt and fish and all, and maybe that's why this comes natural to me. You know, it's kind of like quail hunting. And you flush them up and shoot them, and praise God, then we're free as we apply the power. Well, Terry Sapp, thank you for sharing on how Jesus has set your family free.
Thank you for having us in today.
Yes, Jesus is a deliverer. And Jesus is still setting the captives free. Hello, I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries. Well, we're still talking about this part of the gospel that's called deliverance. That is the casting out of demons. Now, some people think, well, that doesn't happen today in the modern space age. That all somehow disappeared 2,000 years ago. But I'm here to tell you, after 15 years of ministering in the name of Jesus, in this area of the gospel, praise God, it works. And people are getting set free from things that, well, really, you never would have thought that it might be spiritual. It kind of goes back to what Paul said in Ephesians 6:11, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of the world, spiritual wickedness in high places, the demonic realm, in other words. Well, many times we overlook the spiritual possibilities. Yes, we think it's flesh and blood. Well, here on the program today, I'd like to welcome Martha. Martha, what is your last name?
Sapp. It's Martha Sapp.
Martha Sapp. Martha, great to have you on the program today. Martha, let me get some history on you. When was it you were born again?
When I was a little girl at the age of 13.
All right. How was it then that you happened to come to Deliverance Ministries? How'd that come about?
Well, I worked at the Founders Tower, and that's how I met you, and I became familiar with your ministries prior to really investigating anything about it.
Okay, and I remember I came down one day to see somebody in your office, and we started talking, and you said there were some things going on in your life that somehow you kind of felt it. You might need ministry. It might be spiritual even. How was it you happened to say that day?
I had been praying. I'd been asking the Lord, you know, I've been going to other counseling ministry. And I said, Lord, I'm having a really difficult time, and I don't understand the full depth of it. But, Lord, I'm just going to continue asking you, and I pray that you bring someone to help me. And it was that same afternoon that you came in with no one in the office, nothing at that point that I had to do immediately. And it was like, this is my opportunity.
Amen. And sure enough, we start talking about Jesus and how Jesus sets people free. Well, you came up, so Martha, let's talk about it. You came up to the ministry. We minister one night a week, and we went through the teaching. And so what happened when we got to ministering?
It was pretty incredible. As I was sitting there, I was feeling, and you were praying for me, and I was going through the deliverance, I could actually feel the things leaving my body. I could actually feel a relief and a tension that had not ever been gone from my body.
Well, what were some of the things, if you feel comfortable in sharing, some of the suspect spirits that we developed? And, you know, going back to the Bible again, so often, Jesus identified spirits by what he named them by their function, their negative function, like deaf and dumb spirit or spirit of infirmity. So we had put together a suspect list of some of the things that had been bothering you. What were some of those things, Martha?
Well, for one, the most physically noticeable was hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia was something that attacked me just about every single day. And as we prayed, and it was taken out of my body, you know, we commanded it in the name of Jesus to leave. From that moment on, I have not had any afternoon sugar binges or cravings or anything like that, or passing out or feeling faint. Some of the others were anger and bitterness, where I was not really able to forgive my husband, and we had gone through a separation, and that's been the best and the most noticeable in my family. Well, my husband and I are now back together, and it's very, very exciting because we were on the verge of divorce.
Well, there's all kinds of things that come out of dealing with spirits. And I, how many spirits would you say we dealt with that evening, Martha? And that's okay. Everybody's always surprised. Frankly, everyone that we minister to has more than they ever thought they would. How many do you think we got out of you that evening?
Oh, ever. I think I lost count after the first 15 or 20.
You know, it is strange, but the average number of spirits that we seem to get out of each person that comes for ministry is around, hold on to your hat, around 3 dozen. And you wonder, how in the world could a person have like 3 dozen spirits there? Well, I'm not sure I can answer that other than it seems like when one gets in, then there's a second one that the first can invite a second one, the second one invites a third, next thing you know, you got 2 or 3 dozen. But look at it this way, if you did this lodge, if you did get free from 3 dozen spirits, do you think you'd be any better? You can't help but be better. Like John 10:10, the thief, Satan, comes to kill, destroy, and steal, so that's what the mission is of every one of those, some way or another. So what were some of the others? Do you remember any others, Martha, that were cast out that evening? We seemed to get hold of them, and you were feeling these things even as they departed.
I believe obesity, the spirit of, not necessarily gluttony, but just obesity, it came out of my body. I felt it very definitely. I have lost weight. I've had people comment in the last 2 to 3 weeks, Martha, you're losing weight. However, my eating habits have not changed, but they tell me that.
How long has it been now since you were ministered to?
Approximately a month.
Okay, so you've had a reasonable run on it to kind of see. And this hypoglycemia thing is an astonishing, because that's a pretty tangible situation there. You can see the differences, particularly in the afternoons.
Oh, sure. I used to see these dots in my eyes when I would try and clear them off by blinking several times. And as soon as that, I was delivered from that, I no longer had those dots in my eyes.
Praise God. Now, you had to have a little touch-up one afternoon, and that's not uncommon. You know, it would be rare, probably, that in any one evening of ministry, we would get them all. I'd say we generally miss a few, and then you have to fine-tune from there. So you needed a little fine-tuning one afternoon. You came up. Could you share that?
Yes, I had overdosed on some asthma medication, and I was having some withdrawal pains. And it had been 2 weeks when I finally came up to see you. And after those withdrawal pains, my head would hurt, my body was achy, just terrible symptoms. It was just physically horrible, horrible symptoms of it. And when I came up for prayer and I was delivered from that, immediately all those symptoms left my body. My thoughts were clear. My sleep was better at night. Just incredible.
Hallelujah. Is your husband happy about all this?
We are we're renewing our vows with each other after 11 years and several months of separation. We've both decided that the Lord has healed us, and through the deliverance, we were able to forgive and to get rid of the anger and the bitterness, and our home is now harmonious as in comparison to what it was. That's beautiful.
Hallelujah. And I might mention that your husband came up and had ministry as well, and that's what we recommend for couples, and generally to be even ministered to separately. And, of course, we had another minister working with your husband in a separate room, and so he got the Jesus overhaul too. Amen?
He sure did. I was glad to see that.
Well, it's just amazing to find out that believers, then that's what the Scripture says. Mark 16:17, Jesus speaking, he said, believers in his name shall cast out demons. We just haven't known where the demons were. We haven't recognized who the enemy is, but praise God as we do, we find that we have this tremendous inheritance from the cross, from Calvary, and now as we address the enemy, figuring him out by their negative symptoms, that is by what they're trying to do in our lives, coming against them, getting any doors closed that we might have opened, sometimes they're generational doors, but praise God, freedom is there for all people who will seek him. He's ready if the person is. Well, Martha Sapp, thank you for being on the program and sharing how Jesus set you free.
God bless.
I'd like to welcome Gloria Whistler to the program. Gloria, good to have you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Gloria, let me get the usual history on a person here. When were you born again?
When I was 5 years old.
Oh,
Okay, and you're somewhat older now, I see. How about the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
When I was about 7.
Gosh, you are an old timer in all this. Well, it's just been, let's see, it was 1978 that I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that seems long to me, but not near as long as what you're talking about. Well, you've had quite a life filled with the Holy Spirit then, haven't you?
Well, I failed the Lord a lot of times during my life, and then I wandered away from the Lord, not really made him Lord of my life.
Well, I'm glad none of the listeners out there have ever stumbled, including myself. I'm afraid most of us have. But isn't that neat that we can come back to Jesus as we stumble? He always has got his arms open for us. He's always ready when we are.
I always loved the Lord, and I always had all of my life stayed with God and believed in God and prayed and served God the best I knew how. But I just had a lot of lacking, in my life as far as power is concerned.
Well, how is it, Gloria, that you finally got into this part called Deliverance?
I listened to you on the radio, I guess, for about 3 years. At first, it was just sort of an intriguing thing. It sounded like something that I'd heard my parents talk about that used to happen years ago, I didn't see it happen. It hadn't been happening, but I felt like that was something I wanted to know more about. So I listened to you every day for probably about 3 years before I ever made contact with you.
Well, I guess you could tell from the testimonies on the radio program that it was still happening.
Yes, and it really built my faith. I just knew for the last several months before I contacted you, I just knew that someday that's the kind of deliverance I would like to have.
And when did that someday come around?
It was in about August of 1985.
And what happened?
I lived out of town and was very busy working with this job that I was working. But all of a sudden, it just seemed like that all of the hurts and disappointments and discouragement in life and everything that ever happened to me from childhood up just seemed to pile in on me. And I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And I really thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. So one day I sat down at my kitchen table and picked up the phone and I called here to your office.
And you were able to get through, and what happened then?
Yes, I believe your secretary took my name and my number in a few minutes. You called me back long distance. And you just began to message me by the phone. You just led me through, and I kept thinking, this is long distance, and here it went, I think, 30, 45 minutes, and you were just ministering deliverance to me. You walked me through my entire life, and this was amazing to me that you could do that and not even know me. Yeah.
Well, the Holy Spirit sure does a good job. As we're yielded, He sure does use us. Well, did you get relief then, Gloria?
Yes, I did. I felt like a new person. I felt so much hurt and resentment and unforgiveness and things that I would not have admitted I had that much resentment and unforgiveness in my life. And I did, and I did begin to change. And so over the next, say, couple of months, I remember times of just crying and weeping, and the Lord would bring other things in my life, and I, could cast that out myself. I just, evicted those spirits from myself.
And you found, unforgiveness had been a door opener. It's so typical with all of us, and I've stumbled there myself and opened my door, and sure enough, some of these things have come in, and I've got to get ministry, and as the Bible says, we are to minister one to another, and that's what I find works real well with me. And I get relief, and I think it's a rare person that isn't under some attack, that hadn't opened his door some way or another. It's rather easy to do. And so you found an ongoing process, but you started getting yourself, after you were ministered to, and you were able to minister to yourself even.
Yes, I really did, and I really found that one of my greatest unforgivenesses that I had was towards myself. Yeah, one of my hardest things was forgiving myself for any sin or any hurt that I'd done towards others or any of that, and that I wouldn't have even recognized without having been through the ministry. I would have still been troubled with that, I believe.
It's so typical, and we've seen it so much at Deliverance Ministries, people, you know, we all get forgiven as we come to Jesus and confess our sins, but yet we have a tendency not to want to forgive ourselves. We'll forgive others many times, but ourselves is a toughie. And yet it shouldn't be, because God expects us to forgive everyone, including ourselves, but it is hard. Well, Gloria, so you continued to free up, and you found that even your husband experienced deliverance later, and you've seen some exciting things happen there.
Yes, really did. It was everything God had ever promised us.
And you were commenting earlier how since your husband Carl received his deliverance, that he's kind of a different personality even.
He really is. He has a totally different personality. We had been married almost 30 years, and I had seen that personality, so at the earlier years of our marriage, that he had been in Vietnam two times and all that. It just seemed like when he came home, the last time he was just totally changed, you know, and didn't really know him most of the time. But he has been one loving, constant, sweet personality, loves the Lord, reads the Word all the time, and all of us. I guess the scripture that I say that fits him the most, those things I once loved, I now hate, and the things that I used to hate, I now love. He really loves the Lord with all of his heart.
You know, Gloria, what we see is that all of us have been made in God's image, and we're very special people, since God don't make no junk, amen? And so we are very special, designed and made in his image, for a ministry, to fulfill things, and yet when we have demonic oppression going on in our lives, it's like the real self gets covered over many times, like layers of an onion skin, and the real person isn't getting up very often, every now and anywhere, but the demon manifestations may be up more than the real guy. And so through a number of years, that's what you were experiencing. Until Carl received his deliverance, these things were blown away in Jesus' name, and then the real guy now was left at the surface all the time.
This is really true. I had been trying to tell the doctors at the hospital that I knew this other person was in there, and nobody, you know, they did not believe me, but I kept saying, no, I know this man, that he is tender, he's loving, he's kind, this other person is there, I know he is, you know, and she sees it now. His doctor sees it now too, you know. But I had no idea myself. I thought I knew him very well, and all of his past, I knew the trauma of his childhood. But I found that during this time that I didn't know anything as to what he'd been through. And yes, he had really been beat around by the devils and by demons.
But now, Carl being free, you're free, and I'm seeing now that you all have a compassion now to even minister to others.
I would do anything to see anybody have the deliverance that we've had, you know, and to see their lives changed in their home life and our marriage changed like it has been this last 4 months.
You know, how exciting it is to and how fulfilling it is to have a part in seeing the Holy Spirit move through any of us believers that will apply the blood and see the captive set free. Well, Gloria Whistler, thank you for being on the program with that beautiful testimony.
It was my pleasure to. I just want to say thanks to you and to your team. They're wonderful.
I'm Everett Cox with Deliverance Ministries.